Hello, everybody. It's lovely to see you all your smiling faces from around the world. Well, for most of us, this year has been bewildering, hasn't it? Uncertain. For many, it feels like the things that we used to know have been taken away and we've been left yearning for a way of life that no longer exists. This year, some of us have sadly lost loved ones, lost jobs. Our way of life has changed dramatically. And especially after yesterday's announcements, even that we thought might be certain is most certainly not. A year ago, many of us would have been thinking about our hopes and our plans for the year 2020, and whatever those hopes, dreams, and expectations were for the year, the likelihood is they've not been what we were expecting. We're all left now hoping and praying for a better 2021. Advent, the series, that season that leads up to Christmas, as Rog Spires has explained to us over the last few weeks, is a time of waiting and preparation. The Jewish people of the Old Testament clung to the promises of God spoken by ancient prophets centuries before. But in their time of darkness, as Ron was just explaining, God hadn't spoken for some time. In fact, hundreds of years God had been silent. The Jewish people lived in darkness and silence, waiting for the promise to come to pass. They needed to be rescued. I wonder what that feels like to you. Have you ever needed to be rescued? Maybe it was a 999 call. Maybe it was as simple as calling out the AA. If not, maybe you can imagine. Maybe you're in the water waiting, hoping for rescue from a lifeboat. Maybe you've fallen on a hill and you need help from mountain rescue. Maybe you've been in an accident and an ambulance has been called. I once sat in the graveyard at Robborough Church with a neighbour. She'd had a nasty fall, and not knowing who else to call, she called me. I called an ambulance, but there was nothing else I could do except try and make her comfortable as we waited and waited and waited. It was nearly 2 hours later that we heard the sirens and we could see the blue flashing lights coming over the hill at Edge from Gloucester towards Stroud. And in that moment, hope rose for her and for me. You see, if you're stuck on a mountain and you see the head torches of the mountain rescue coming towards you, hope rises. If you're stuck in the water and you hear the rotor blades of a helicopter, or you see the bright orange hull of a lifeboat, hope rises. Or maybe if you're stuck on a motorway and you've got nowhere getting off and you see the yellow van and the orange flashing lights, hope rises. At last, we can move on. The Jewish people lived waiting for someone to rescue them, looking for light in their dark place. This year, I've received at least 5 cards with the same message on them. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's a verse from the Bible, from the book of John, chapter 1, 4 and 5. You see, light is synonymous with the Christmas story. We know it's Christmas, don't we, when the lights start going on. Light changes things. When you turn on a light in a dark room, when you turn on the headlights while you're driving on a dark road, where floodlights would illuminate a stadium or fireworks explode across the sky, when a candle lights a small space, everything changes. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the deep darkness, a light has dawned." That was hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And then in the Gospel of John, it says, The Word gave light to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. When Jesus was born that first Christmas, it was such a dramatic, such a positive change. It was like light exploding into the darkness. His birth changed the course of human history. And today, whatever our situation, whatever darkness we find ourselves in as individuals or as a world, the beautiful message of Christmas is that there is still light in the darkness. Hope has come, but we have to allow that light in. We have to welcome in the presence of the light. I don't know if as you have children in the home or have had children, the presence of a nightlight, just that small glow in the dark room, brings comfort, maybe not just to children, maybe to adults too. That first Christmas, the baby that we know as Jesus, that was called Emmanuel, God is with us. That presence is so important. Jesus is the light, and he is still with us. And today, billions of people across the world are finding that his presence helps them through the darkness, through these dark times. God is indeed with us. The second thing to say is that light brings life. Few things grow to their full potential in the darkness. The word Jesus means savior. He meets us at our greatest need. He rescues us. He saves us from our sin, from our shame, from our brokenness. At Christmas, we remember his presence, but we have to look forward too, not just to a baby in a manger. We look from the cradle to the cross. Jesus Christ, who was born of a virgin, who grew and gave the world the greatest teaching ever known to man, died on a cross and rose again. There's a reason for this season, and it goes way beyond Christmas. Now, Christmas is a time of gifts, isn't it? Many of you will have presents or give presents, but gifts have to be accepted. The question for all of us, for all of us this Christmas, is will we accept the gift of God's presence? Will we open our hearts to the comfort and light that he brings? Will we turn away from darkness and allow Jesus, the light of the world, to be our hope and our life? You see, Jesus himself makes two quite incredible claims about light. The first is himself. Jesus says in John chapter 8 and verse 12, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." The second thing that Jesus says about light is about us. He says, "You are the light of the world. You're like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house." The incredible thing is that the creator of light itself entrusts to us to bring out the God colors in the world. We can help bring hope to a despairing world. Now then, the thing about all of those emergency services I mentioned earlier, one of the first things they do on arrival is they establish contact with you. "Hello there, I'm John and I'm a paramedic. What's your name?" You see, it's not just about a group, it's individual, it's personal. And the greatest invitation you will receive this Christmas is not to a turkey dinner or to be part of a social bubble or even an online Zoom party. The greatest invitation you'll receive is to join with the God of the universe and his church to bring hope to the hopeless, life to the dying, and light to the darkness. Today, he'll come alongside you and he says, "Hello, I'm Jesus. What's your name?" This is between you and him. The God of the universe wants to relate to you personally. It's an invitation not to try and do it all yourself. You can trust him. He's got this. As a video we heard earlier, the video called Hands Said, to rescue, redeem, forgive and restore, to give us the life we were born for. Jesus came to walk by your side, to fill you with hope, to be your guide. Look at your hands. Who are they for? If you take hold of Jesus, you'll need nothing more. We have the hope of a life spent with him, the light of the world. So why don't you say yes to Jesus this Christmas? Yes to Emmanuel. Yes to God with us, God with you. Why don't you invite the light of the world into your life? Thank you for listening and have a very happy Christmas.